There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
Hello, my friend. As I take a little time with you, the light of a new day streams into my bedroom. This is one of my favorite places of prayer, and I love to get up early, and when early, and with God's word and a cup of coffee, just sit and watch the light come into the room. And it's a reminder to me that the light has truly come into the world, and the light wishes to come into our lives. In fact, a little earlier I was putting out seed here for the chickadees, and one decided to come into my room. So you might say, all the world wants to enter us today. Everything that's wonderful and alive comes to us. Or we might say, are we open to all of life as it wants to come to us? The gospel that is given to us for this Sunday in October is beautiful and striking and might be one you will remember quickly, easily. It's brief. 10 lepers come to Jesus. They're maybe lurking in a crowd or from a distance. They see him because they couldn't be near other people. But Jesus somehow receives them in their longing to be healed and sends them off to the priest to show their healing. One, a foreigner, we find out, a Samaritan, is struck by the fact that he's transformed. And his transformation is deep, and I think this is where the gospel is speaking to me today, deep enough that it is not just, we would say, skin deep, but it's deep enough in my heart that I would return to Jesus and thank him. We don't know how long these men and women possibly were what we call today might still leprous, had this terrible disease of Hansen's disease and endured the rejection, pain, suffering of family and friends and society. There may be parallels to that in your life or people around you where they've lived years put off, or maybe even, because it's just the two of us talking to each other now, maybe even you or I have felt that being put off, set apart. There may be nothing apparent about us that would be that way. In fact, possibly we even have done that to ourselves. Somehow by experience or perception or judgment about ourselves, we placed ourselves outside the circle of those who would cluster easily around life, find our way to the one who is life itself, enter into a day without self-judgment, without the nagging reality that we want to be different or grow or change. Might come to the point like me, you know, you're later in your life and you think, well, it can't happen anyway. I've been at this too long and nothing dramatic has changed. And that's precisely the point. There's drama in the gospel, and there's drama in your life, but it's different than what we used to mean when we say, well, boy, there's a lot of drama here. It's the beautiful, dramatic intervention of Jesus looking at us right in the eye, right deep down into us, right through our skin, to our very hearts, and bringing us healing. And the gospel represents a number of things to me today, and one is that which is a foreigner still in me, one who would think I'd be outside the circle, is just impelled by this to come back to Jesus. Who was I in the first place to come near the Lord? Who was I in the first place to return to one for healing? Who would I find? How would I ever find my way back into that friendship? How would I ever come again to a place of freedom with God? Paul has a wonderful line in what we call the second reading today from Timothy, and it was a beautiful, for me, very strong line and a wonderful musical piece done by Bernstein years ago, and it was the Mass. Bernstein's Mass celebrates the core truth of salvation and freedom. And it was a timepiece because it was during the time of the change of culture and the freedom of liturgy and the abruptness of social demonstrations and a seeking of peace for others and people literally laying down their lives again to set others free. And in it, there's this beautiful sign that we hear in Paul today in the Word that there is no chaining the Word of God. That the Word of God cannot be chained up. Paul talks about it dramatically. It is drama. But so many other things are chained up, and we might feel that way ourselves. But he says, but the Word of God is not chained. Bernstein's words are like that. There is no chaining up the Word of God. I don't know about you, but at times it's conceptually distant from me. In other words, I don't have an image or an idea of this entering in my life. That's the challenge. And I'd invite you and I, in the quiet of this moment, to just see that happening. Jesus reaching over the rest of the crowd. It's like, oh, gee, he's touching me. The amazing truth that the Word of God is unchained and enters your heart and mind. Whatever that word is, wherever you hear it, it may not be in scriptures, it may be in the fresh air, or I just had a cluster of blue jays outside chasing each other around the seat I left out for the chickadees, and they seem free enough to take over for a while. But the deeper freedom is the freedom that comes not by conflict or this violent challenge or by the control of a setting, a place, or a person, but it is the God of life entering into you or me right now and helping us walk free. Words of mine years ago are words from God to me, better said. I leave with you as we enter into the quiet of this time. On a day that's sparkly and brilliant, and who would say an autumn day would be the beginning of time, the newness of life? Who would say that this late in my life, or yours maybe, or in the midst of the difficulties we have, or the brokenness of a relationship, or our own self-perception, that I, the leper I am, or the leprosy of this moment could be healed? But it is. It is. The Word is unchained, and we are too. The line was simply, listen. Trust. Follow. Listen to the Christ in my heart. Trust the activity of the Word to free me, and follow the one who has set me free. Returning in gratitude and entering into the lives of others. Greg and I send you the peace of this day, as does the whole mountain community, sitting and waiting and open to get up and walk our way, set free as well. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Be still. My friend, enjoy the peace of God's freeing word. Be still. Listen, trust, and follow.
Lord, I want to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace. Lord, I see hatred let me bring your love. Lord, I see wounded souls, let me bring forgiveness. Lord, I see despair, let me bring some hope to all who live. And let me seek not to be consoled, but to offer consolation, and to be understood, but to understand, to be loved, but to love.